With the summer months upon us, and children and teens out of school, this edition of the VIP's podcast series will look at how many law enforcement agencies are using the season to spread the message of safety. A wide variety of summer youth safety programs are conducted by law enforcement agencies each year, and many of them rely on volunteers to help with everything from logistical planning, to snack time, to mentoring campers. Many programs target very young children in preschool and kindergarten to teach them how to stay safe and aware of the world around them. These day camps are often planned around the Safety Town model. The Safety Town program was started by a traffic commissioner and a kindergarten teacher in Mansfield, Ohio, in 1937. 75 years later, the program continues to serve youth in Mansfield, and the concept has spread to law enforcement agencies around the country. Safety Town and related camps may range from 2 days to 2 weeks. They cover a variety of topics, including traffic and pedestrian safety, seatbelt use, bicycle safety, animal awareness, and 911 use. Camps often rely on community partnerships to cover additional safety topics, such as working with fire departments to include fire safety lessons, and utility companies to provide information about electrical safety. Lessons are typically hands-on and fun for the youth participants, with live demonstrations, songs, and interactive activities. As law enforcement faces decreased budgets, it can be hard for agencies to dedicate the manpower and resources to community programs like these, and some agencies have called on volunteers to take on larger roles in the coordinating of safety camp programs. With the future of the Clinton, Iowa Police Department's Safety Town program was uncertain, volunteer board members stepped up their time and contributions to the program and took charge of much of the planning for the 2-week educational session. 72 volunteers were recruited to assist with small group activities and setting up the camp's miniature town, complete with street markings, stop signs, and cars, for students to practice their lessons. In previous years, an officer led the program every day, but this year the volunteers took over leading some of the lessons to free up officers for their other duties. Thanks to the efforts of the volunteers, 100 kindergarten students learned valuable safety lessons this summer. Programs like these often rely on community donations for snacks, equipment, and camp t-shirts. Securing these donations is another key way that volunteers can support safety camps. They can help by making phone calls, delivering request letters, and picking up donated goods. Some law enforcement agencies are prohibited from accepting donations, making partnerships all the more important. Citizens Police Academy alumni associations or police athletic leagues that have established 501c3 nonprofit status are natural partners for assistance with fundraising and donations. Outside nonprofits and civic associations can also provide support. For example, the Scotland County Sheriff's Office and Laurinburg Police Department in North Carolina partner with the United Way of Scotland County to coordinate activities and volunteers for their community's annual Safety Town program. Some law enforcement summer programs focus on educating older children and teens about more sophisticated law enforcement topics and introduce youth to the possibility of law enforcement careers. These include youth police academies, teen cert programs, or camps with a special law enforcement focus, such as the Suffolk County, Virginia Police Department's Junior Forensics Camp. Other programs engage teenagers as educators and mentors. Teen volunteers can bring a sense of energy and enthusiasm to program activities and serve as positive role models for young campers. Law Enforcement Explorer programs can be a great source for teen volunteers. The LaForche Parish Sheriff's Office in Louisiana relies on its explorers to act as advisors during Sheriff Weber's 5-day summer camp for 11 to 13-year-olds. Along with DARE officers, school resource officers, and other deputies from the department, explorers interact and build relationships with campers in a variety of activities, including sporting events, swimming, and camp fear factor. In many communities with long-standing summer safety camps, teens who participated in the camp at a young age are excited to come back and help out as volunteers. Teens often have to complete community service requirements for school and welcome the chance to complete their hours. Your local high school principal can direct you to the school's community service coordinator to get the message out to students. Summer safety programs are typically very popular with parents, teachers, and other community members, so help and resources are often just a phone call away. Be sure to share your summer events and volunteer stories with VIPs by emailing us your photos, volunteer profiles, and news articles to info@policevolunteers.org.